Exploring the Word of God together allows us to share in the joy that comes from discovering the words of hope and salvation which overflow from our Bibles. Upper Room Media presents to you this educational, enlightening, and entertaining Bible study. Prepare to be transformed.
Welcome to a new episode of God's Revelation. And in this program, as you know, that His Grace Bishop Yusuf always reflecting on the chapters and the verses, some verses, and to give us an idea about the book of Revelation. And we last episode we stopped at the 11 verse 11 from chapter 9, and today we are gonna continue with His Grace the reflection. Welcome, Sayyidina.
Amen.
First, before we start, Your Grace, I want to ask about is past, still two more woes are coming after these things. What is the first? And
as we said, the three woes are about the three last trumpets: the fifth trumpet, the sixth trumpet, and the seventh trumpet. So the fifth one, which is the first woe, as we explained last time, it is a war against the believers, against Christianity, but mainly mental war. New philosophies like atheism, like New Age, like postmodernism, all these things that actually will take the mind of the people captive against God and against Christ. So now he said the first one is gone and there are two more. The two more woes, as he said, one woe is past, that's the fifth trumpet. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things, which is the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet.
Yeah, and the sixth trumpet sounded. The sixth angel said, I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. It's not from around the world or the four winds, no, the four golden horns.
The altar, as we spoke before, altar of incense, represent the intercession of Christ himself by his blood and the prayers of the heavenly ranks as well as the saints. So this voice came from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. This means, although judgment or the trumpet with the blasts that come with it, you know, is coming from the throne of God, but also there is incense and intercession is offered on our behalf to support us during this time. As we said, mercy and justice has kissed each other. From the same altar that has intercession and prayer on our behalf, symbolizing the mercy of God, from the same altar, the judgment comes, which is the mercy, is the justice of God, from the same altars.
Yeah, and who was the four angels that they were bound at the great river Euphrates?
These four angels were assigned by God to inflict the blast of the sixth trumpet. And the reason they were bound at the great river Euphrates, either that there was a war, a physical war, world war, and it can be, it will start from this area, from Iraq or Babylon, and spread to the whole world. But I like to reflect more symbolically than literally. So we know that this river Euphrates provide Babylon with water. And as I said before, Satan is trying to mimic Christ in everything. So Christ is the bridegroom and the church is the bride. We can say Satan also making himself bridegroom, and his bride is Babylon. I'm not speaking literally about a country, but I'm speaking Babylon is the kingdom of Satan. People who actually live in wickedness and in evil, that's the kingdom of Babylon in the world. It has no literal place, but in the world. So these four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates, these angels are the angels who will inflict the fifth trumpet, this blast, on the people who are living in Babylon, not literally, but in evil, who are the bride of Satan, not the bride of Christ.
So God will allow them to be vanished or destroyed with this trumpet.
Yes, many people will be killed. A third of mankind will be killed, as we read in verse 15.
Yeah.
So many people will be killed.
And what about those who are the horses and the vision, and those who sat on them?
So the number of the army, it is 200 million. So is it a literal number, meaning that the soldiers that will be in this war will be 200 million? So when we see this number, we know that we are in this war. Or can be also symbolic. And as I said before, I like not to take the book of Revelation literally, but take it symbolically. And the horses here represent the new weapons that are be used in this world war. It can be represent rockets or bullets or airplanes. For example, when it says the head of the horse is like heads of lion, and out of their mouths come fire, smoke, and brimstone, because you know in the rockets and in the
machine guns and stuff
guns, all this fire comes from its mouth. So these are symbols of the new machines and new devices that will be used in this war, and we see here a third of mankind was killed. Again, we don't know whether it's literal or not, but that's what's written here. But means symbolically a great number will die, but in the same time, God spares some people to repent and to return back to Him. And the tails in verse 19 could be symbolizes the rockets and how from the end, the bombs, comes from the end of the rockets. And again, why God allowed this to happen? Verse 20, answer. People did not repent of the works of their hands. So the purpose of all of this, for us to repent. But people in their rebellion, they did not repent. And they should not. They should stop worshiping demons, idols, gold, silver, brass, stone, love of money, and wood which can neither see nor hear or walk. And they did not repent of their murders, violence, their sorceries, magic, and sexual immorality. And now people are worshiping money, worshiping sexual pleasure, sorcery. That's what the people are worshiping right now. So the purpose of these plagues, that people may repent. But unfortunately, people did not repent.
Then there is another angel, very mighty. He saw him coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And the rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. What do you think about this angel saying, and what he was going to do?
Some commentator said, this is Christ. But others said, no, he is not Christ. So there is debate about whether this angel is Christ or not. If he is Christ, the word angel doesn't mean he he is one of the ranks of the angels, but angel in Greek means messenger. So God the Father sent his son with a message. But many people also say, no, this is just an angel, it's not Christ. The rainbow means, rainbow remind us with the mercies of God, because the rainbow came after the flood during the time of Noah, and God said, I will not destroy. So yes, God is inflicting plagues on earth, but still, I cannot separate between his mercy and his justice. His mercy and his justice has kissed each other. And he has in his hand open book, means the judgment now are clear for everyone. And then he asked John to eat it. And John, when he ate it, he found it sweet, because whatever God is doing is sweet. But then he found it bitter in his stomach, means when he saw the people not repenting, and when he saw the people, the suffering that they are going through because of their lack of repentance, this is the meaning of the bitterness that he felt when he ate this book. But having one foot on the sea and the other on the land means God in control of the sea and the land. God in control of the whole world. If the sea represent the kingdoms of the world and the land represent human being, so God is in control of everything. But with his voice, what happened between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, there were seven thunders in the middle. But God asked John not to write. The commentator said these seven thunders are judgment on the people, but they are very, very harsh. So God hid them from us so our spirit will not faint because of the severity of this judgment. That's why the voice came to John, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered and do not write them. So here actually there are the seven churches, then the seven seals, and the last seal, in it there are the seven trumpets. And between trumpet number six and trumpet number seven, there are the seven thunders. So just I want the people to follow the construction of the book of Revelation, how it is written. So when I imagine and understand, this actually make understanding of the book become easier.
What is the mystery of God would be finished, declared to his servants, the prophets?
This means the end of the world and the day of judgment will come. So now we are coming to the last trumpet, as we read in verse 7, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, which is the third woe and the seventh trumpet, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished. So those who are saved, they will go to heaven, and those who rejected the salvation of God will be punished. And these are not new things, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. So we know this will happen. God declared this through the prophets and also through the book of Revelation. So we know that there is an end, there is a reward for the godly people, and there is a punishment for the ungodly people.
I think now we are, Your Grace, just summarized for us the last 10 chapters, almost the half of the Revelation. And we are coming to the last part of the world after that, and also in heaven. So I think we'll stop now, my friends, with His Grace, and we'll continue, God willing, next episode with chapter 11 in Revelation, and with our program and show God's revelation. Thank you, Sayyidina.
Thank you.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.